From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. Starting a small business is often a risky venture, and in the economy of the last 5 years, it can be even tougher. But U.S. Small Business Administration officials say the climate is improving, and the SBA has a lot of tools to help people. Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis talked with Wisconsin District Director Eric Ness and Regional Director Marianne O'Brien Markowitz about the state of small businesses.
I mean, small businesses are a huge part of our economy. Over half of Americans that work either work for or own a small business. Two-thirds of all net new jobs are created by small businesses, so they're a huge force in our economy. But the definition of a small business really varies depending on who's defining them. And what I can speak to is how we define a small business at the Small Business Administration. For the purposes of qualifying for our programs, a small business is really defined either by revenue or by employee size, depending on whether they fall under service or manufacturing. And say if you're a service company, you would want to define it even further or narrow it down to your NAICS code or the industry in which you operate. So you can look up your NAICS code and find through our website, you know, what industry you're in and how we define that industry as a small business. And it really does vary wildly by NAICS code. In the service industry, in fact, the rule of thumb is $7 million in revenue, but in fact, it can go up to $50 million in revenue. And then the rule of thumb is that it's 500 employees on the manufacturing side, but that can vary greatly by NAICS code. So it's important to look at that specifically for your industry.
The economy has not been good the last few years. What has it been like for small businesses?
Well, small business has probably taken the brunt of the recession. You know, we definitely saw them over-indexing in job loss as compared to larger businesses and various models. We know that access to capital was a huge part of that problem. I mean, we've certainly been doing our part. You know, we all know that in 2008, the credit markets froze across the country. We understand the situation the banks were in, but we really stepped in from our agency and filled a larger gap than we typically do. So we've been able to, with the support of President Obama through the American Recovery Act, through the Small Business Jobs Act, which strengthened our programs and raised our lending limits, gave us enhancements, raising our guarantee level and lowering our fees. As a result of all of that support, we've been able to support $70 billion in lending to over 150,000 firms across the country. And we've also achieved record levels of lending in 2011, supporting $30 billion in lending to about 60,000 firms in 1 year. And that's an all-time record for our agency, which is over 50 years old. Now, this is important to keep that in context, the fact that this all was happening while all of the other lending markets were either frozen or beginning to recover.
Eric, what have the last few years been like for small business in Wisconsin?
Well, what we've seen, naturally at the SBA, we got a lot of phone calls from a lot of businesses saying, we need help, you know, we need lines of credit, we need capital, and they were having trouble with their loans, you know, their collateral reduced. So what we've done at the SBA, what we've seen is our loan volume actually over like 2 years ago or 3 years ago, we were in the $400 million. But with some of the changes through the Recovery Act, we actually increased to $550 million. We actually had loan programs to try to keep people in business, and that really was our focus initially. Then last year, we had through the jobs bill, we actually raised our loan size from $2 million to $5 million, and which is interesting because before that I had talked to some manufacturing business and they said SBA was irrelevant at that point with our loan size at $2 million for the manufacturing industry. When we went up to $5 million in loans, our loan volume went up to $835 million, which is an all time record in the state of Wisconsin. And it's kind of interesting because manufacturing went to our number one industry, which we were doing loans in.
Have those credit markets loosened at all from what they were a few years ago?
Yes. You know, the SBA typically fills about a 9 to 10% gap in the credit markets, and that expanded to fill a much larger gap in the recession, which is why we achieved these record levels of lending. So it was good news for the agency in terms of what we accomplished, but bad news for the economy. But the good news right now is that we definitely see our lending levels evening out to pre-recession levels, which because our program and our lending levels are inversely related to the strength of the economy, that's a good news for the economy, and we're very happy for that. You know, we just generally see small businesses. The conversation now has changed from when I took this job about 3 years ago. The conversation was all about survival, and now really it's all about growth.
So now is a good time to start a small business?
Absolutely. I mean, I would say it's always a good time to start a small business if you have a great idea and a great business plan. But right now, we still have low interest rates for lending. We still have low costs for real estate, lots of vacancies that were cleared out by the recession. So that creates opportunity for startups. And we're here to help. We have counseling programs, which are specifically designed to help startup business owners as they do their pre-planning. And we have access to capital programs to help them as well.
Some of our counseling programs are the Small Business Development Center, located right here at in La Crosse on the university. So great access, and we have our SCORE chapters too. It's kind of interesting. Last year, we did 474 startups for about $111 million. This year, we're doing about $50 million a month, but just in the first 8 months, we're running a little bit ahead. We've actually got about 324 startups. So people are making that decision to start up a business and start their part of the American dream.
So apart from loans that the Small Business Administration can offer, what other help do you offer businesses? And when is the right time for business to come to you?
Well, anytime is the right time, and they can come to us through our website initially, sba.gov. You can come to us, you know, to receive, you can find our contact details and contact the office directly if you want to speak to someone. But even on the website, which has recently been redesigned, you can find an awful lot of resources like podcasts and training resources right on the website. But we like to summarize the suite of services that we provide to small businesses as the three C's. We have access to capital, which we've talked a little bit about. We have free counseling resources that Eric's just mentioned some of the resources in Wisconsin. But nationally, through this resource partner network, we have access to 14,000 affiliated counselors. This counseling's free and it's effective. We know through our research even 3 hours spent with a counselor can yield dramatic results for a business. So we really encourage small businesses, if you're in business and you're up and running and you're established, go get a counselor. If you're starting a business, then go get a counselor. It's free and it's effective. And then the third really important thing that we haven't even mentioned today is that we help connect small businesses with federal procurement opportunities. Now, the federal government spends about $500 billion annually on goods and services. We're the largest consumer in the country, or in the world, actually. We buy everything from chocolate chip cookies to rocket ships. So if you make it, we probably buy it. And we can help you get certified to be a federal contractor. 23% of that $500 billion is designated for small businesses. And we have programs that help you connect with these federal procurement opportunities. So we would encourage established businesses to come in and see us and talk about that.
Why just 23%?
Oh, you know what? That's funny you say that. 23% is about $100 billion, so it's, you know, no small thing. But until this administration came in, we've been on a straight decline in that metric. We were not achieving 23%. We were, in fact, going backwards towards achieving the 23%. Since President Obama came in and made small business contracting a huge priority, we've gotten closer than ever to this 23%. And the way we will view this going forward is as a floor, not a ceiling. So once we hit that 23%, we're going to keep redoubling our efforts and making sure that we provide more and more to small businesses. And just quickly, to let you know what he's done to help small business contractors, he convened a task force on small business contracting, which came up with recommendations. Those recommendations were then rolled directly into the Small Business Jobs Act, which gave us 19 provisions in that act that strengthened all of the small business contracting programs that we run through our agency. I mean, it really changed the day. It created a women's contracting program for the very first time. So now we can set aside procurement opportunities for women-owned companies to compete against other women-owned companies, greatly increasing their chance in federal procurement. And then finally, the president knows that cash is king for a small business, and so he ordered all federal agencies to pay small businesses twice as fast. So now federal agencies pay small businesses on a 15-day cycle instead of a 30-day cycle.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio La Crosse. Our guest today is Small Business Administration Administrator Marianne O'Brien Markowitz. She's based in Chicago and is responsible for overseeing SBA programs in 6 upper Midwestern states, including Wisconsin and Minnesota, and Eric Ness. He is the Wisconsin Director of the Small Business Administration. A recent national survey of small businesses was done by the Kauffman Foundation and Thumbtack.com found Wisconsin's current economic health is 15th in the country, which is pretty good. But the optimism for the future is 41st of the 50 states. How can you have such a disparity between perception and reality, Marianne?
You know, I haven't seen that study, and I can't comment directly about it, and I don't know what went into measuring that disparity. But essentially, creating a healthy ecosystem for small businesses really does depend on the support that you receive and the regulations that are imposed by the federal, state, and local governments. I know at the federal level, we're providing lots of support in Wisconsin, in fact, more than ever, through our access to capital programs, et cetera. In fact, Wisconsin just received an honor as being the most valuable federal agency. I'm sorry, our district office at the SBA in Wisconsin received an honor, noting it as the most valuable agency, federal agency in the state. And we're really proud of that achievement on our part. But we've also done all we can under this administration to reduce regulation that negatively impacts small businesses. Now, I can't really speak to what's happening at the state and local level, but I would assume that's also creating some of this impression concerning the future.
Eric, that same survey found that neighboring states in Iowa and Minnesota have a more favorable climate for starting a small business than Wisconsin does. Why do you think that is?
Well, what we've been dealing with and working with is access to capital. And what I've been hearing from most businesses is access to capital has been a big issue. And so we've really tried to take on that problem. And I think that in Wisconsin over the last year, we've brought in more banks and credit unions into the fold to be making SBA loans to try to solve that access to capital problem. And we're doing pretty well at the large loans. Like last year, we did $835 million, an all-time record. We were top 10 in the nation. This year, we're doing about $50 million a month in lending. And so, and what we're also seeing is we're helping at getting people started. But one of the challenges that I see, just looking at our top industry, was manufacturing, retail, accommodation, and food service and construction. But one of the challenges were the smaller loans, getting folks into business. And so I think what we've done, and we rolled this out on June 1st of this year, is something called Small Loan Advantage to try to help lenders be able to do these smaller loans quickly and to reduce some of the paperwork so that we can get more people into small business. And so what we're doing is doing training of lenders around the state and actually getting this word out to small businesses to ask for it. And basically what it is if they bring in their information on their business, we use a kind of an electronic processing system where they can put in the particulars of the business and know if it's going to be an approved SBA loan or not right then. And this loan program will run up to $350,000 to help hit that smaller loan market.
Eric, we've seen the political upheaval in Wisconsin the last couple of years. Have you heard that has been a detriment to starting a small business or to business or job growth in the state at all?
Well, what we're trying to focus on, and I think it's important when we go out, because small businesses, there are so many things going on, but they really want to know what are the things that can help them be successful. And so I think whether it be, you know, the mayor, whether it be the county, or whether it be the state or the federal government, which we are, they're really wanting to know what is there to help people. And so that's really been our focus, is trying to work together with all entities to try to get the best information to small businesses so that they can make those decisions.
What has historically made a small business's success in this country? And has that changed with the technology boom of the last 20 years, Marianne?
Gosh, you know, innovation is really the linchpin for success of all small business in this country. It really is a thing that we do really well. Now, it's come in the form of the technology boom, but it's always been there, you know, in every sector. You know, we do it better than most countries, and that's because we're just an innovative culture by nature. So I wouldn't say fundamentally it's changed. It's just taken on a different form with the technology boom. But honestly, it's also our great work ethic in this country. You just can't beat it anywhere else.
There is still a lot of uneasiness and uncertainty about the economy. And, you know, I think that the average Joe on the street doesn't feel good about where the economy is. Do you have any numbers or evidence to support that things are getting better?
Absolutely. I mean, we have progressed. It really depends on your own situation. I think Vice President Biden said it best, you know, a while back. You said, you know, we're in a recession if your neighbor's unemployed, but we're in a depression if you're unemployed. So it's your own personal perspective on the economy depends on your own personal decision, but if you or your own personal situation. But if you back away from that a bit and you look at the real picture, we have over the last 27 months added 4.3 million jobs to the economy. Now that's progress. Unfortunately, at the recession, we lost 8 million. So there's more work to be done. Now, a lot of the work that the president's done to support small business growth through the Small Business Jobs Act has been successful. And some of that came in the form of tax cuts. A little-known fact, and I would say a way too little-known fact, is that the president has cut taxes for small business 19 times since he came into office. And he currently has a to-do list before Congress that includes more tax cuts for small business. Because as we see the pace of job growth slowing, just last month we only added 82,000 jobs, I believe, we need to do more. We need to do much more. So Congress needs to look at those proposals. One of them is a hiring tax credit, which would cost about $50 billion, but it's estimated that it would increase or would create $200 to $300 billion in new wages. That needs to be considered. And then we also have a tax credit, which has been tried before under the Small Business Jobs Act and was wildly successful, and it's the 100% expensing depreciation tax credit for small businesses when they buy equipment. Now, that worked very well under the Small Business Jobs Act. We saw the result of that directly through our lending programs because people saw this 100% expensing opportunity. They came to us for loans, and it fueled the purchase of the equipment. The small businesses then went to other small businesses to purchase the equipment, and it had a real great trickle-down effect in the small business economy. Now, that, again, is up for a reproposal on the to-do list. Congress needs to look at this. They need to do more to help small businesses move forward and continue this momentum of recovery.
Eric, what about Wisconsin? Are the numbers better than their perception?
I always look to our startups. And we're so far this year, 324 businesses have made that decision. And I think what you really need to do is look at niches. And there's a lot of niches where we talk to businesses and, hey, this is a niche that wasn't being serviced, and they get in there and do very well. I always think that it's important that the other C, the counseling side, where you talk to your SBDC, you talk to your SCORE, you get some, if you got good information and a really good business plan, I think that you are in a good position to be successful here. Although we know things happen that are outside your business plan, at least you've thought through that process.
Could you point to one or two success stories that we've seen? I think I've heard Marianne say that a recession is a great time to start a small business. Give me some proof of that.
You know, last week we visited a couple different businesses. One was a native-owned construction firm in Milwaukee, and it was a great story. I mean, this company's been around a little over a year. They could not get access to capital in the beginning, so they worked through our microloan program and got a $50,000 loan. And now today, I think they said, Eric, they're at $7 million in revenue just a year later, and they went straight from that first little bit of capital to then securing a bond and securing a $350,000 conventional line of credit. So sometimes it just takes that little push to get them started and then, you know, let them live up to their potential. We also visited a great pizza restaurant that started at the beginning of the recession in 2008, a time you wouldn't necessarily want to start a restaurant, and they weren't even restaurateurs historically. They also received funding through our microloan program and went on to create an additional restaurant. They now employ 100 people. They started right in the middle of the recession.
Marianne O'Brien Markowitz is Regional Director of the U.S. Small Business Administration based in Chicago. Eric Ness is SBA District Director for Wisconsin. They talked about the climate for small businesses with Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes Steve Roysom, John Gatto, Mary Mian Strube, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear archives of this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse. Newsmakers is also on Facebook. Updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more. Follow us at WPR Newsmakers on Facebook.